Day 19. Nutrition, fruits and vegetables. Hi again. Do you find yourself asking any of the following questions? Am I too fat or too thin? Have I eaten too much or too little? Have I made the right choices? Am I exercising enough? Am I doing the right thing? When faced with a choice, do you ask yourself, what is the best choice? And what is the best choice? It's the one that you make. The worst thing would be not to make a choice for fear of failing. Go ahead, go on. Later on, when you realize that it was not a good choice, then you can tell yourself, I am learning from my mistakes in order to improve myself. I have a wonderful opportunity to grow, to become a mature, responsible person. This is the secret to a successful life. Love yourself with all your faults. Do not aimlessly accept answers to your questions from others. Study the situation and make a decision based on how you feel. If the result of your decision does not give you the results you are looking for, then assume the consequences without any guilt and make a new decision. In life, we always reap what we sow. We enjoy the benefits of our good decisions and we pay for the not so good decisions. That's life. Not long ago, Dr. Rock was at a party with other adults. An old acquaintance of his came to him. She was very skinny, and he actually wondered if she was anorexic. She told him that she had recently seen him on TV. She congratulated him and immediately told him that she was a vegetarian. He had not asked her about her weight or diet. She seemed to want to justify her choices, saying, I cannot eat meat, all those poor animals that they kill. I only eat fruit and vegetables. I want to know what are the best ones for my health. Dr. Rock answered her by saying that there were no miracle foods. Each fruit and vegetable had its own nutrients, and he advised her to eat a wide variety. She continued to tell him that she had recently read that fruit and vegetables had an anti-cancer effect and asked if that was true. Dr. Rock told her that it was true and that there was more and more research on fruits and vegetables, and each week we are discovering interesting properties in these foods. A researcher, Richard Benavoux, an internationally renowned specialist in treating cancer in children, exposed the cancer cells of a child's brain to vegetable juice made of tomatoes, cabbage, garlic, and beet. These cancer cells had been very aggressive and no treatment had been effective on them. The vegetable juice had been able to stop development of the cancer cells. Now, specialists at this hospital offer children with cancer a diet rich in vegetables to complement their chemotherapy. She continued to ask why Dr. Larocque recommended to eat a wide variety of fruit and vegetables, and he really felt like he was being challenged. He told her that it was because of the combination of the vegetable molecules that provided the protective effect. She told him that she had the impression that our ancestors ate better than we do, to which Dr. Larocque agreed. In the last 50 years, we have neglected the knowledge our ancestors accumulated over 200,000 years. We have replaced fresh products with prepared ones, which do not contain much of the essential nutrients. She continued her line of questioning, asking if we were paying the price for our choices. Dr. Larocque replied telling her that most of the diseases affecting our country came from the way we live and the way we eat. For example, about 30% of cancers are caused by smoking and another 30% by diet. Pollution actually only causes 2% of cancer. She then stated triumphantly, "We are sick because we eat too much fat, too much sugar and salt, and not enough fruit and vegetables. That is why I'm a vegetarian." Dr. LaRocque responded by telling her that she was correct, but that being a vegetarian did not mean that you only eat fruit and vegetables. A complete diet also needs good fats and quality protein. This protein can come from eggs, low-fat milk, or vegetable proteins such as soy, chickpeas, and lentils. Fish is also an excellent source of protein. She then asked if proteins were really that important, as she didn't eat all the amounts he mentioned. He told her that they were crucial for good health. For non-vegetarian, he recommended eating chicken and various other lean meats 3 to 4 times a week, since they are also a good source of protein. She again said that she did not really want to eat animal meats and asked if he had any tips for her to manage when she didn't have time to cook. He suggested that she take high-quality protein supplements, mainly made from milk protein or soy, yet completely compatible with vegetarian diets. He did not give her time to ask any further questions and pointed to the buffet, recommending they eat. Looking at the buffet, she asked again, what should she eat? To which Dr. LaRocque replied, "It's your choice."